It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And think about it this way. This is the second time he's been caught getting his balls deflated.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
All right. I thought we were having a conversation here.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
All right. Get us out of this. He's your friend.
Awful joke.
What did I do wrong?
All of it.
You know, this team is just not that good.
I'm not speaking to him. He's your...
Hey! Think about this.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is from The Morning Show. Now, we will take calls here in a moment to vote on the e-brake. And we have a lot of regular callers. For the last couple of years, we've had a young lady by the name of Cassidy call the show. Well, she called last week. And her hero is Gordon. He's the one who originally had a conversation with her and had a big bear trap when he asked her if her mom knows that she listens to the show. And
I think I asked her dad that. Her dad was on the phone.
Oh, she was right on the phone.
She was in the car, I think.
Yeah.
I asked where the mom was, and the mom had passed away.
Yes.
And I...
She seems like a very sweet girl.
That started a wonderful relationship we had with their family.
We love Cassidy. But for some reason, you didn't call her Cassidy last Friday. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Gordo is my hero, but I really want to vote for Dan. Happy New Year, Musers.
Hey, Casey. Oh, it's Casey. Are you 14 now?
Cassidy. Your hero just got your name wrong.
Gordo,
after knowing you for 5 years.
I thought you were a different 13-year-old girl that called up here all the time.
Oh, no. She is
so mad.
That's the last time she's going to call now.
I forgot she hung up.
Yeah. Devastated.
She'll call back.
I don't think so.
Casey always calls back.
I don't think so. I think that's it. So let's listen to the final call of Cassidy to the Ticket. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Gordo is my hero, but I really want to vote for Dan. Happy New Year, Musers.
Hey, Casey. Oh, it's Casey. Are you 14 now?
Cassidy. Your hero just got your name wrong.
Gordo,
after knowing you for 5 years.
I thought you were a different 13-year-old girl that called up here all the time.
Oh, no.
She is so mad.
You kind of sound like old crazy grandfather.
Oh, okay, Casey.
Okay,
thanks.
Casey, how you doing, little Casey?
There's Gordo. He's candidate number one. All right, this one was sent to us. P1s could not handle this, what happened this week on the SEC network. We're always on the lookout for a bear trap. And as they go to the studio host, Peter Burns, he throws it back out to the court to Tom. And he wanted to hear more about Tom's dog. But boy, is this a bear trap.
First half analysis. Now, I kind of want to know a little bit more about Tom Hart's dog, Larry, actually.
Well, we had to put him down a few weeks ago, Peter. Thanks for asking. It's an awkward part of the conversation, but, John, you got tennis shoes behind you, and that's a lot more entertaining.
I have so many questions.
We have to figure that one out.
How did the dog come up in the first place?
I don't know how all that started. If maybe they said something about it before they sent it back to the studio. They made a joke about the dog, Larry.
I can answer your tennis shoes question.
Yeah.
You know, they do a lot of these games remotely. So the analyst, John Sunvolt, was at home, and apparently in the background he had a pair of his shoes that he wore.
Okay.
It was a star at Missouri.
Of course you would notice that, Mike.
Of
since
course,
you are a
shoe hound.
Tennis shoe aficionado.
That's correct.
I remember the great John Sunbold.
That's correct.
A sharp shooting guard.
Yeah. Gosh, that is awkward.
Okay.
All right. Well, I had to put him down a couple weeks ago.
Here comes the bear trap.
So did Peter then, the studio host, come back on and say, I made a comment earlier tonight.
Stop with that. I love the way that Tom kind of almost enjoys springing the bear trap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no
Peter, we had to put him down.
Had to put him down. One more time.
First half analysis. Now, I kind of want to know a little bit more about Tom Hart's dog, Larry, actually.
Well, we had to put him down a few weeks ago, Peter. Thanks for asking. It's an awkward part of the conversation, but, John, you got tennis shoes behind you, and that's a lot more entertaining.
Well, had to put him down.
Thanks for asking.
Everything about that was so smart-ass.
Yeah.
Well, we had to put him down a couple weeks ago, so thanks for asking.
Let's also acknowledge that Larry is a funny name for a dog.
It is.
Yeah.
Such a funny name for a dog. That's like 100 Ways to Die in the West. What was that Seth MacFarlane movie?
Mm-hmm.
When his horse's name was Curtis?
Yeah.
Curtis.
And Tom, always the play-by-play guy, has to say it's an awkward part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He describes what's going on between them.
Has to do play-by-play.
All right, one more time. That's so awkward.
First half analysis. Now, I kind of want to know a little bit more about Tom Hart's dog, Larry, actually.
Well, we had to put him down a few weeks ago, Peter. Thanks for asking. It's an awkward part of the conversation, but, John, you got tennis shoes behind you, and that's a lot more entertaining.
Tennis shoes being behind John is more entertaining.
How about the way he immediately goes,
I love the smack.
Yeah.
Well...
Sincerity smacks.
Well,
talking about poor old Larry, the late Larry. All right, there you go. I do believe it's the first time Peter Burns has been up for an e-break from the SEC network.
Good guess.
And then there's the all-timer Norm, who I think almost every day has to wrestle with his microphone from a remote location to get on the air. Listen to this the other day as they tried to get started on 10 to noon.
This is the Norm and D Invasion, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Colonel, the Rev, the Moderator, Mr. 118. Norm Hitzkus broadcasting live from his home in Little M.
From his,
Norm?
From his ice maker.
Yeah, are you okay?
Technically panicked, Norm.
You're not fighting anyone in the background, are you?
No. What is that thumping in the background?
Norm, you have some technical issues, don't you?
That probably describes my whole life, but at this moment, you're correct, Mike. I have some technical issues.
Okay, so we can hear you. It does sound very different than it normally does, and you're having issues with your microphone, so we think we're getting you on your, what, onboard mic?
Okay, now let me move this blue snowball that does not appear to be working over the side here. And elevate the microphone. Is that any clearer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every day.
I swear, no one knows how to use technology.
You're kind of right.
No, you're right about that. We all struggle with that.
Half the time,
mic thing.
No one ever switches over to their external mic. And you always hear them on their computer mic. Why is that?
But we've been in this now for 9 months. So about 200 times, Norm. I think this one was a little worse, though. This usually Jared dials him in and we're ready to go, but the other day they were not ready to go.
Yeah, he was having trouble with his USB splitter, so he could hear his headphones and plug his
splitter.
Mic in. Yeah, and so that wasn't working, so it wasn't picking up his snowball mic, so all he was getting was the onboard mic.
USB splitter.
All right, one more.
This is the Norm and D Invasion, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Colonel, the Rev, the Moderator, Mr. 118. Norm Hitzkus broadcasting live from his home in Little M.
From his,
Norm?
From his ice maker.
Yeah, are you okay?
Technically panicked, Norm.
You're not fighting anyone in the background, are you?
No. What is that thumping in the background?
Norm, you have some technical issues, don't you?
That probably describes my whole life, but at this moment, you're correct, Mike. I have some technical issues.
Okay, so we can hear you. It does sound very different than it normally does, mm-hmm. and you're having issues with your microphone, so we think we're getting you on your, what, onboard mic?
Okay, now let me move this blue snowball that does not appear to be working over the side here. And okay. elevate the microphone. Is that any clearer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think Mayor Bear Lister occupation is technical support?
Yes. She's Norm's full-time IT department.
That's another thing. His IT department actually just moved out. His stepson and his wife. So
oh,
it's just
they
Norm
were
and
part of the IT team. So. Okay. All right. So it's Gordo. Is it the SEC Network or Norm? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for that dead dog, Larry. And don't forget to bend and scoop, guys.
What?
I don't know. Okay, there's a Larry vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for 25 years, and Jordan's the best part of your show, so I don't think you guys should keep piling on Jordan like you do.
Gordon, but thank you.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the ticket, the most streamed radio station in the world.
Yes, I'd like to vote for... Actually, I have a question for Gordon. How can you break a little girl's heart like that? That's so upsetting, and you're her hero. I'd like to vote for Gordon.
I love you madly, Giorgio.
That woman again.
That's a weird combo. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, Musers and Debunker.
Who's this?
This is Anupama calling.
Wow.
Okay.
I wanting to vote for what is E-Break?
Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I would like to responsibly vote for Gordo and George's rusty antiquated penile implant.
I don't have one of those. At least it's not rusty. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is Roger Wicker up for the award?
No, he's not.
Oh. Well, before I select, I'll remind you all to listen to the NFL on the ticket.
This is our new voice guy.
No, I think it's right. The CBS radio guy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I'm from Westwood One.
Yeah, Westwood One.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The NFL.
That's right.
I'll select Norm.
What?
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Musers, Gordon, Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss. Give me Larry, that Gentile dog from the SEC. Also, Mazel. Good thing.
Why is this guy so dedicated to that bit?
It's a great bit.
Yep. Hi, you are on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, guys, it's KC Break, man. And I just got to tell you, I'd back you up because KC grew up playing street rap. Who the heck is Cassidy? I won't tell no one your name. Gordo won't tell him your name.
It's pretty good.
Not bad. Thanks, E-Break, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello?
Yeah?
Y'all got me?
Yeah, it's got to be a Norm vote there.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Shout out to the ticket subreddit. Cassidy sucks. Give me Larry the Dead Dog.
Everything about Cassidy. Your vote was just coarse.
Yeah, awful. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, this Bastion Booger here. Is this where you call in to vote about sports and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to vote for my favorite broadcaster of all time, Gary.
It's a Gordo vote.
Gary Keith, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Gordo is my hero, but I really want to vote for Dan. Happy New Year, Musers.
Hey, Casey. Oh, it's Casey. Are you 14 now?
Cassidy.
God.
Your hero just got your name wrong.
Oh,
after knowing you for 5 years.
I thought you were a different 13-year-old girl that called up here all the time.
Oh, no.
She is so mad.
Call this week.
No, she
did not call.
She's bitter.
Look what you did, Gordo. How many wins is that for Gordon Keith?
That is his 84th win, 34 behind Norman Duane Hitzkus.
All right. Way to go, Gordo.
Thank you.